Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we continue our look at prostate cancer. The prostate gland found only in men is a lime-sized organ partly responsible for creating secretions that nourish sperm after ejaculation. Prostate cancer occurs when cells in the prostate divide and multiply uncontrollably, leading to an enlargement of the prostate. Urologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. William Aiken, says prostate cancer treatments are normally determined by age, overall life expectancy, grade and stage of the cancer, and the patient's wishes.
If the cancer is early, then it means it is potentially curable. By early, I mean it's still confined to the prostate. It means it's still curable. And generally speaking, if it is a significant cancer or a cancer that we think will result in the death of the patient, if not treated, we will offer the patient either surgery to remove the prostate or radiotherapy to burn the cancer and kill the cancer cell.
There are different types of radiotherapy that can be administered, including beam radiotherapy, where the patient lies on his back while the rays are focused on the prostate, or radioactive seeds that are implanted in the prostate. Dr. Aiken says there are also a number of surgical approaches that can be taken.
You can do the standard open approach, what is called a radical retropubic prostatectomy, which is what we do here in Jamaica. You can do keyhole surgery, which is called laparoscopic radical prostatectomy. You place a number of ports in the abdomen and remove the prostate via these keyholes and operating on a television monitor. Or you can do robotic assisted laparoscopic radical prostatectomy, where you dock a robot at the patient, you create those same keyholes, the robotic arms are placed with the instruments inside the ports, and a surgeon sits down at a console and operates the robotic arms and does the surgery.
The robotic-assisted laparoscopic radical prostatectomy is popular in the United States for its advantages, such as limited blood loss and a shorter period of convalescence. Dr. Aiken says, in terms of cure, erectile function, and ability to control urine, there is no difference between robotic surgery and open surgery. There are some potential side effects of surgery and radiotherapy that patients need to be aware of, including inability to control urine or involuntary loss of urine.
There are two muscles that control the urine, and the surgery to remove the prostate involves completely removing one of those muscles and shortening the remaining one. So after surgery, the gentleman is now left with a portion of one muscle to control the urine that normally does the function of two muscles. Typically, most men will leak some urine for about 3 months until the remaining muscle adapts to the fact that it's now doing the job of two muscles.
Another side effect of surgery is the possibility of erectile dysfunction or impotence. This is where a man persistently is either unable to attain or maintain an erection to the end of satisfactory intercourse.
There are two nerves that supply the penis that run on either side of the prostate that's intimately associated with the prostate. During surgery, the surgeon dissects these nerves off very carefully to preserve them. But even when we preserve these nerves, just the dissection from surgery will cause interruption of nerve function. So it may take up to 18 months for a man to fully recover nerve function after surgery.
Dr. Aiken says options exist to aid in getting an erection, including using a pump, injecting the penis, and medication. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer found in men in Jamaica, and though family history is a factor, the majority of prostate cancer patients cannot find another in their family with the disease. Men aged 40 and older are therefore being urged to get screened for prostate cancer annually. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.